If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
On the map, WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, happy Friday to all of you and welcome to On the Map. Tonight we're going to explore Shipshewana, the heart of Amish country in Indiana. And later we're going to explore the lighting of the great tree at the Walnut Room, the 117th actually, Holiday Windows, Santa Land, and much more. Lisa Dent and I previewed the tree and on Wednesday, and you can find that, our entire photo montage, at WGNradio.com. All right, so Shipshewana and LaGrange County are known as one-of-a-kind destinations for visitors to experience the simplicity of Amish culture, as well as the delicious foods and quality products they produce. But there's so much more to explore around town and in the area, including a wide variety of shopping opportunities, from quaint downtown shops to locally produced meat and cheese, exciting outdoor recreation, world-class entertainment, and the Midwest's largest flea market. Sonia Nash is the executive director of Visit Shipshewana. Visit Shipshewana. Let me say that 10 times, Sonia. I'm sure I can get it. .org. It's the website. Sonia joins us on the map. How are you?
Ho, ho, ho. I'm doing great. How are you?
Do you have to say that like 500 times just to get through it? Because that's a good contest right there. Shipshewana.
We have a lot of fun. People sometimes struggle on how to spell it when they Google search. And here's the tip. Break it down to three parts. It's ship, as in like a boat, and then she, as in opposite of he, and then wana, W-A-N-A. So Shipshewana is how you search online and how you find us and how you pronounce it. So welcome to Shipshewana. We're celebrating and kicking off the holiday season.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know what? Indiana has an Amish population of over 15,000, which makes LaGrange County its third largest in the U.S., right?
It is. So we celebrate and recognize and honor a culture that lives and thrives in today's modern world without modern conveniences. So while they live off the grid, raise a lot of organic farm animals, grow their own vegetables, they drive horse and buggy, they wear simple clothes, but they're friendly, welcoming people who open up these cottage shops, and these folks can make crafts and food and furniture, the most amazing things that are perfect for the holiday season, not only to decorate your own home and get your new kitchen table, for example, but also to serve and give as gifts.
Now, this might be a silly question before we get deep into this after the break. You know, do the Amish celebrate Christmas, and how is it different from our holidays?
You know, that's not a bad question at all. The Amish is a culture that disconnects from the outside world, but they are living in 2024. So they do celebrate Christmas. It's just a much different Christmas than maybe we do. They don't put up lots of lights in their personal home, but my goodness, they do love to see the twinkle lights. They do travel through our lights of joy, and we'll be at the big light parade next week. So they do enjoy. They just don't do that in their own personal home. They'll give gifts. Maybe it'll be one gift or two per person. Trust me, it's not the gift-giving extravaganza that might be in my household.
Right.
So it's just a very different type of a lifestyle. It's really about family and faith and celebrating amazing food and being together. And I think, frankly, all of us need that a little bit more right now.
We all do. How far is Shipshewana, Amish country, from Chicago?
Gosh, we're just about 120 miles. We're right on I-80-90. You just take that Dan Ryan and shoot on over straight and then pop on down off the Indiana Toll Road. A quick two and a half hours, easy to find, easy to access. There are plenty of boutique hotels filled with cozy lodging, indoor pools, hot tubs, amazing breakfasts included with those hotel rooms. Right, all looking like Amish farms and Amish farmhouses, but have all the modern amenities. So it's a great getaway, perfect for families, couples for a day to get out of the city and enjoy and see what small town America is about.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. We're talking to Sonia Nash, who's the executive director of Visit Shipshewana, and visitshipshewana.org. Look at me, is the website, and there's more coming up.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
We're talking to Sonia Nash. She's the executive director of Visit Shipshawana. I can't do Shipshawana, and I couldn't do magnificent. I'm really having a problem with my words tonight, Sonia.
It's okay. It's Friday night. I get it.
It's Friday night. All right. So what's happening and what's new this holiday season in Shipshawana?
Well, so we started the 1st of October to install over 2 million lights on a drive-through light display.
Wow.
Kicking off what is called the Lights of Joy, and that starts November 22nd and runs all the way through New Year's Eve. It is an amazing experience. It's new every year. They expand and add more. And in fact, I saw this Amish lady out there yesterday, literally hand screwing in. She said she had 17,000 light bulbs to screw in by hand on our walkway of lights. And wow. I just would not want that job. I don't know about you, but
no.
I wouldn't want that job. But she was up for the challenge, and it's just an amazing thing. But it all kicks off this next Saturday, November 9th, a week from tomorrow, is when the fun begins and the whole town lights up like a Hallmark Christmas movie.
I know there's so much going on. I mean, it's this festive kickoff. So I'm reading this. Cowboys, crafts, and Christmas. Bull riding. Trace Atkins is going to be there. Like, you got a lot of stuff going on.
So we're blessed to have in Shipshawana the Blue Gate Performing Arts Center. This is a state-of-the-art, voted one of the best top music theaters in the nation for its size. It seats 1,500 people, and they get top-named state-of-the-art artists from all genres. And Trace Atkins, I actually saw him last year with my husband. He gives a show that's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to Trace coming on November the 8th, and tickets are still available, there is also coming later on in the holiday season, the Texas Tenors, Stephen Curtis Chapman, the Collingsworth family, the Gaithers, there's a Frankie Valli tribute, all with their special Christmas programs, the Celtic Angels. So there's a mix of variety of genres. Something for everyone to enjoy this holiday season.
I'm looking at Dionne Warwick. I'm looking at Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. I mean, you know, I guess when I just think of when we talk about Amish country, you know, I'm not thinking Big Bad Voodoo Daddy or Dionne Warwick or you know what. So it's really stunning that it just sounds like a beautiful place to me.
It is. The lights, the food, the fried chicken, the mashed potatoes, the homemade pie, the handcrafted leather goods, and the amazing purses. You need to buy one for your next Christmas gift for your special someone. I'm telling you, it's amazing, the belts and the wallets, the baskets. But then in the evening, the state-of-the-art theater provides that entertainment that people expect from a top destination. We're one of the Midwest's number one travel destinations. We're close to Chicagoland area. So it's some place that people love to come and see and enjoy that festive getaway weekend.
Well, I'm looking at, you know, the shopping experience there. You know, first of all, there's a couple things. You can unplug up there because when you're staying in an Amish, you know, Airbnb or bed and breakfast, whatever it might be, it's going to be very chill, right? And, you know, there's a bunch of places to stay. But then also, you know, you're talking about small town, you know, 850 mm-hmm. residents, 2 million visitors a year. Very Norman Rockwell to me.
Yes, it is. And, you know, people like to disconnect a little bit. You know, we're all plugged into our digital devices. And it's a rat race, and it's challenging, and it's chaotic at times. And sometimes you just need to take a deep breath. And while we are all connected, we have Wi-Fi in Shipshawana. We have electricity. I don't want to give you the wrong impression.
Right.
But it is certainly a slower pace. When you are in a community where horses and buggies and people on bicycle sometimes outnumber the cars, you can't help but take a deep sigh and just relax and just disconnect when you feel like you're in a different part of the country, when you're just a few short miles from your own hometown.
And I'm looking at this Blue Gate, you know, pies and breads and cookies, peanut butter, hams, prime ribs, cheeses, you know, appetizers. Talk about Yoder's meat and cheese and where you can get some of this stuff from.
Yeah. Yoder's meat and cheese. Now, you can bring your cooler. You can buy coolers there. But people come. We have people who come miles and miles, hours away to get the natural raised organic meats and farm fresh cheeses that the Yoder family specialize in. They literally have their own cattle and hogs and their farm generations old, and their flavoring, their seasoning, the way they feed their animals are much more organic and natural, and the products are high quality at very reasonable prices. So people will come and stock up for their holiday meals. Not only do they have the spiral hams and the turkey breasts, but they have like a smoky provolone that makes the most amazing grilled cheese. You put that with a farm fresh ham inside and the Amish bread. Oh my gosh, it's the most amazing lunch. So the food is nonstop, and you know, you might want to suggest you wear your stretchy pants because after you try the 20 kinds of pies at the Blue Gate eat the mashed potatoes and the homemade egg noodles and the sage dressing, and then finish it with the blueberry cobbler, which is what I did for my lunch today.
Oh, did you really? Wow.
You definitely need a stretchy pant after that.
I love it. I love it. And so that's just some of the little things you can buy there, but talk about the dining experiences there.
Yeah, so the Blue Gate restaurant is our hallmark signature location. They are famous for this amazing buffet, which is what I had for lunch today. It's all included, and not only is the main item, the salad bars and the soup a buffet, all you can eat, but the pie bar is all you can eat. I talked to a gentleman yesterday. He went and he ate 4 pieces of pie for lunch because he could, and it was all there. And I said to him, what kind of pie? Oh, I had peanut butter, and then I switched to cherry, and then there was this old-fashioned cream, and I had to finish it with pumpkin because it's going to
be Christmas. Well, of course.
So I said, okay, well, you know, if that's what you want to do, go for it. So in addition to the Blue Gate, there are lots of diners and cafes. There is amazing Amish pizza restaurant that my husband and I love to go to. Shipshawana Pizza, a delicious hand-tossed dough, fresh from the oven by the Amish family, and the little kids help serve it. It's just really cool. So there are lots of choices, from the soft-rolled pretzels that we're famous for to delicious cupcakes. So lots of fun food.
And you're talking about Blue Gate. There's breakfast with Santa. It's every Saturday in December. You need to do reservations required. And I would do it now because you got to do that early. You've got a craft and holiday craft show December 7th. But talk about some of the places that folks can stay at up there.
Yeah, so the luxury deluxe Amish Inn is the Blue Gate Garden Inn. It's right across the aisleway from the Performing Arts Center, so it's perfect. If you want to see Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, come and stay at the Blue Gate, because then you can just walk across to the theater. You don't have to move your car. They have these large rooms with all of the amenities in their hotel. They not only do they have all of the games, the pinball, the pool tables, they have an outdoor fire pit that they still light even when it's crisp and chilly outside. They have an indoor ice cream parlor that's open until 10 o'clock at night with their own Amish ice cream that's delicious for late night cravings. And they have a full breakfast buffet with a made-to-order omelet, and the breakfast buffet is included with your hotel rate. So there are amazing properties like that. There's the Farmstead Inn, which also looks like an Amish farmhouse. It's just a half of a mile from the Blue Gate Garden Inn. You can go to our website, and there's a portal, a booking portal, and you can check rates and availability, compare and contrast all of the different properties right there in Shipshawana. Lots of Airbnbs that you could stay in. So there's different choices based upon your budget or your interests and your availability. I do recommend you make reservations, especially for Breakfast with Santa. It is very popular. It's every Saturday in December in the morning, and kids, young and old, moms and dads, grandmas, they all seem to enjoy talking to the big guy and having a delicious Blue Gate breakfast, too.
I love it. I love it. And I want to talk a little bit to our listeners about a WGN radio contest we're doing with you folks. WGN and Shipshawana Indiana Visitor Center invites you to the country to brighten your holidays with Shipshawana's Christmas lights. They have to be seen to be believed. And here's your chance. Enter to win a weekend holiday getaway to Shipshawana. And that's experience the 2 million LED lights that Sonia has talked about, displayed over 2 miles. You can enjoy shopping, Amish food, and craft specialties in their lit-up downtown, and see a show at the Blue Gate Theater. Even Santa will be jealous of this winner. Visit the contest page at WGNradio.com to enter. And with all these events and everything that Sonia talked about, it's Visit Shipshawana, and that's Ship, She, Wana, WANA.org for more information. Family time of celebration, faith, relaxation, food, games, and fun. And before I let you go, there's something called Old Christmas happening in January. Talk about that.
Yeah, so the Amish celebrate Old Christmas as part of their tradition. So January 6th, the Amish stores will be closed, and that is their traditional faith-based holiday that they acknowledge and celebrate. They have some other holidays that they celebrate that are based upon biblical teachings, and so that is a little bit different from our world in those who are in the non-Amish lifestyle. But so Old Christmas is just that. It's a very faith, religious-based. They have special Amish church services and special family times. On Sundays for Amish church, for example, it is a day of rest. So they don't cook, they don't clean. Gosh, I don't know. I would like to do that maybe on my Sunday. But so that's what the Amish do also on January 6th and Old Christmas.
Love it. Visit shipshawana.org is the website. And again, visit the WGN Radio contest page for more details on that special offer. Sonia, thank you so much and enjoy the season.
Thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners. We'd love to see everyone come for our lighting next Saturday, November the 9th, and enjoy their small-town Christmas in Shipshawana. It's a lot of fun.